No agreement among G7 leaders on readmitting Russia. By John Hayward on August 26, 2019. The G7 nations have not reached a consensus about whether or not to invite Russia to next year's summit meeting. According to a statement on Monday by French President Emmanuel Macron, host of this year's event, Russia was expelled from the group of leading industrial nations by unanimous vote in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea, at which time the designation of the group changed from G8 to G7. Next year's summit will be held in the United States, and President Donald Trump believes Russia should be invited. Trump expressed his position in a characteristically colorful manner on Monday, as chronicled by USA Today. Trump dismissed the notion that he would face criticism for advocating for Russia. Much of his presidency has been overshadowed by questions about Russian involvement in the 2016 election on his behalf. An investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller found that neither Trump nor his campaign conspired with those efforts. "I don't do things for political reasons," he told reporters on Monday. "Is it good? Probably not. Maybe it is," Trump said of allowing Russia to join the group of most industrialized countries. "A lot of people say having Russia, which is a power, having them inside the room is better than having them outside the room." Minutes later, Trump re-upped a claim that Russia was dropped from the group because Russian President Vladimir Putin had outsmarted then President Barack Obama. "He was outsmarted," Trump said of Obama. Russia's TASS news service quoted a diplomatic source in the European Union who said there is interest among other G7 nations in readmitting Russia, and the topic was discussed in detail at the dinner on Saturday, but no agreement was reached. According to this source, the EU would be much more amenable to Russia's return if the Minsk Accords, which are supposed to govern Russia's actions with respect to Ukraine, were fully and faithfully implemented. AFP presented a somewhat different scorecard for Russian readmission on Monday, noting the UK has been particularly resistant to mending ties with Moscow ever since the attempted assassination of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter with chemical weapons in 2018. Some other G7 leaders doubted Russia was completely ready for reintegration, with France's Macron leaning toward an invitation provided the situation with Russia-aligned separatists in Ukraine is brought under control. The UK Guardian cited sources who said the discussion about Russian readmission became heated and a bit tense, to say the least, with only Italy's outgoing Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte offering support for President Trump's position. According to the Guardian sources, Trump argued that Russia could be helpful in resolving crises with Iran, Syria, and North Korea, while most other G7 leaders felt Russia's annexation of Crimea was a permanent deal-breaker. European Union Council President Donald Tusk on Monday bluntly stated the reasons for Russia's expulsion in 2014 are still valid. "When Russia was invited to the G7 for the first time, it was believed that it would pursue the path of liberal democracy, rule of law and human rights. Is there anyone among us who can say out of full conviction, not out of business calculation, that Russia is on that path?" Tusk asked. 1 year ago, in Canada, President Trump suggested re-inviting Russia to G7, stating openly that Crimea's annexation by Russia was partially justified, and that we should accept this fact. "Under no condition can we agree with this logic," he added.